In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. It would be really good if faith was just simple. It would be great if everything we were told to believe, we could believe according to some sort of logical understanding. But I suppose this is where the line is drawn between logic and faith. Some of the things we have faith in have no logic connected to them at all. For instance, having love for a certain person and a relationship that makes no sense, logistically, rationally, logically, but you do. You will fight against the whole world for that, saying that it's how you feel. Principles we have, notions we have, understandings we have. There is so much we are willing to fight for in this world that is not only not logical, but completely illogical. But when it comes to faith, we fold. We weaken. When it comes to faith, we're slightly less willing to take risks. Because risks make us look foolish. They potentially cause us to be outcasts. They make us look like we don't make our own decisions, but are led by others. But if it's the right others in the right way with what we believe, surely faith comes under all of those banners, but it is to something much greater. Even the great St. Thomas, one of the 12, doubted. I don't think there is anyone who could possibly live his or her faith through his or her life and not have a moment of doubt at some stage. Whether it's doubt in God's love, God's care, God's power, or even God's existence. But there is a difference between that doubt that we experience going through life because it is totally illogical and irrational, and a doubt that moves us away from the truth. The problem is that doubt then sometimes becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I doubt, I think, okay, if I doubted, therefore there must be a problem, and with that problem, there must be no faith, so I must have been right all along. And not purely put aside to the idea of it's a moment of weakness. It's a moment of instability. It's a time that we all have. But Thomas, although he doubted, was very quick to come back and declare his faith in saying, "My Lord and my God." See, that's very important. It's important that we know our weaknesses. We know the doubt we have. We know the hiccups we experience. But we come back to the knowledge of God that is much more foundational to who we are. Don't let daily occurrences that chip away at the exterior affect the foundation of faith. Because the foundation of faith is that which has been built up over a lifetime. It's been built up over generations, and it has been active in our lives. So today, our message is very simple. Expect that you will doubt sometimes. Expect that you will have moments of weakness. Expect that you will have moments when you think, God can't do this. But then, after that moment of weakness, we come back to a realization that actually, He's done everything so far. He's been in my life. He's been instrumental. He's provided so much. And then we come back to seeing Him for who He really is. Not just a crucified man who was stolen out of a tomb and not knowing where he is, but as God in flesh who lived, died, and rose, that we may have power and resurrection and life through him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.